The proposed changes to the state's recusal rules are part of a larger effort to reform all the rules for disciplining judges who violate the Judicial Ethics Code. The committee considering the changes was formed at the request of State Supreme Court Justice Patrick Crooks. At a recent hearing, the president of the Wisconsin League of Women Voters, Melanie Ramey, urged the committee to adopt a strict dollar amount in campaign contributions that would trigger an automatic requirement for a judge or justice to disqualify him or herself from a case.
There needs to be an objective criteria that can be used. We think it's really important that people have confidence in the judiciary and know that when they come to court, they can have a fair and impartial judge. We don't think people are entitled to buy the judge of their choice.
Ramey says the League would also like the legislature to set up a review process so that if a judge refuses to recuse him or herself, the issue can go before an independent panel of judges to decide whether or not to force a recusal. The committee is considering several other possible changes to the process, but opponents of any change, including many circuit court judges and Supreme Court Justice Patience Rogenczak, say a change would violate the free speech rights of campaign donors who want to help elect a particular judge. The committee will vote on what approach to take before the end of the year and may draft legislation to effect the change sometime in the next session. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.